We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Night owls, what's the scariest just the pipes excuse that turned into a full-blown horror story? Story 1. I work night shifts and usually get home around 3 a.m. I rent a basement suite from this older couple. About 2 months ago, I started hearing loud clanking and hissing in the pipes above my head every night around 3:20. First time it happened, I texted the landlord. He said, "Don't worry. Just the pipes adjusting from the temperature shift. Okay, fine." But then the hissing started getting louder, like steam being forced through narrow vents, and the clanking almost rhythmic. I couldn't sleep through it, so I started recording. On the third night, I caught something different. There was whispering. Not like voices through pipes. Real whispers. Urgent. Fast. A woman's voice. I brought it up again and got brushed off. Old house, weird noises, just the pipes. So I stayed up one night and turned off everything. No heating, no water running. Still heard the noises. I followed the sound to a sealed-off crawl space under the stairs. The door was nailed shut. The next day, I waited until they left and pulled the nails. Inside was a dirt tunnel. I crawled in with a flashlight. About 15 feet in, I found a tiny room. Matted blankets, empty food cans, and a metal pipe wedged into a concrete wall. Someone had been living there. Recently, the police found DNA from a missing woman reported over a year ago. My landlords had no idea, but turns out the husband's brother was a convicted offender who'd vanished from parole supervision last winter. I moved out the same night. I'll never ignore just the pipes again. Story 2. I moved into my great aunt's old farmhouse after she passed. She left it to me, and I figured free rent while I finished college. The place was ancient, creaky, and full of weird quirks. The first few weeks, I kept hearing what sounded like footsteps in the walls around 1 to 2 a.m. My cousin, who helped me move, joked that it was just the pipes. Thing is, there was no running water upstairs where the noises came from. I brushed it off until one night I heard what sounded like crying, a low, breathy sob coming from the floor vent. I yelled, thinking maybe someone broke in. No answer, but the sobbing continued. It stopped when I went downstairs, then started again the second I returned to bed. I recorded it. You could hear soft muttering, "He's still here? Help me." My girlfriend thought I was losing it. So one night, she stayed over. Around 1:30, we heard dragging sounds across the attic. I grabbed a flashlight and climbed up, only to find a tiny, bricked-off area I'd never noticed. Behind it was a hidden room. It stank. We called the sheriff. They brought in cadaver dogs. Human remains were found, skeletal, decades old. My great aunt had apparently taken in her mentally unstable brother in the 60s. He went missing and everyone assumed he ran off. Turns out he died in that attic, alone, trapped. The sound stopped after the room was emptied and blessed, but I moved out anyway. Story 3. My roommate and I used to rent a two-story apartment in this run-down Victorian building. I'm a night owl, so I'm usually up gaming past midnight. One night, I kept hearing what sounded like water hammering through the pipes, banging like someone slamming a wrench against metal. I went to the bathroom and saw water dripping from the ceiling light fixture. Called the landlord. His response, "Old plumbing. It groans. Don't panic." But the dripping got worse. The smell of mildew turned into a rotting stench. And then I saw something that still haunts me. Thick, dark water bubbling up from the tub drain. It looked like ink, and it moved like it had weight. We bailed and called emergency maintenance. When they opened the ceiling above the bathroom, a section of floorboards collapsed. What came down with it wasn't water. It was a body, a decomposing man, crumpled in the crawl space between floors. Plumber ID tag still around his neck. He'd gone missing 6 weeks earlier after being contracted to fix a leak upstairs. The owner never followed up. No one had heard from him. Turns out, the building's upper floor had been condemned for years. The pipes were broken. What we heard wasn't plumbing, it was him, trying to break free. Story 4. When I was living alone in a duplex last winter, I kept hearing faint knocking from inside the walls. It wasn't every night, only on the coldest ones. My landlord said the same thing every time I asked. Old copper pipes. They expand and contract. Totally normal. But it didn't sound mechanical. It sounded rhythmic. Almost like code, like tapping. I started recording the knocks. A friend of mine who's a military vet recognized the pattern. He messaged me at 3 a.m. That's Morse code. It says, cold, hurt, please. I almost threw up. We called the police. They searched the property and found a secret compartment in the shared basement. Inside was a girl, no older than 17, dirty, pale, barely able to speak. She'd been kidnapped from another city and kept there for nearly 4 months, drugged, left in that tiny room with just enough food and water. The pipes were the only thing she could bang on. She survived. The guy renting the other half of the duplex was arrested that week. Still can't sleep through silence now. Story 5. In 2019, I stayed at this old boarding house in Massachusetts while working night shifts at a nearby hospital. I slept during the day and stayed up most nights. Around 2 a.m. every morning, I'd hear water running through the walls and a heavy creaking, like something shifting weight. I mentioned it to the owner. She said, "This place breathes. Just the pipes and old beams." But one night, I decided to follow the noise. It always started in the hallway and ended near the back stairs. So I sat quietly by the stairwell and waited. At 2:03 a.m., I heard it. The creak, slow, dragging, and then a splash, water. But there was no bathroom back there, just a locked door that led to what used to be an old servant's quarters. I picked the lock. Probably illegal, but I had to know. Inside, the air was freezing. And there was a bathtub, a clawfoot tub, ancient, half-filled with black water. Something floated in it. I ran. Later, I asked one of the long-term tenants about it. She said a maid died back there in the 30s, drowned in that tub. They found her with her wrists slit, water still warm. No one uses that room. No one ever drained the tub. I broke my lease the next week. Story 6. I moved into a small rental above an old bakery in rural Pennsylvania. I worked remotely and liked staying up late, often until 4 a.m. Around that time, I'd hear this weird thunk-thunk noise from the floor below. Sounded like pipes or maybe the oven hood. I asked the landlord and he told me, "The building's got steam lines that knock around. Just the pipes." But then I noticed the noises only happened when I was awake. Never during the day, never when I went to bed early. One night I was watching TV and saw movement in the heating vent. Just a flicker, like someone passed by underneath. I froze. The bakery below had been closed for years. Curious and admittedly stupid, I opened the basement door and snuck downstairs. The ovens were all gutted and cold, but the knocking got louder the deeper I went. Behind a shelf, I discovered a locked door. From the outside, it looked sealed shut. But inside, I could hear something scraping, like nails on concrete. Then came the whispering. I noped out and called the sheriff. They investigated and found a man chained in a hidden room. He'd been missing for nearly a year. The previous owner's son, who used to run the bakery, had a history of mental illness. He'd been taking care of the man, convinced he was possessed. The knocking? That was his victim trying to signal anyone was above. Not pipes, not even close. Story 7. In college, I rented a cheap attic room from a sweet old lady. She warned me the pipes clanged a lot at night because of thermal expansion. Sure enough, every night around 1 a.m., I'd hear knocking. But it wasn't just knocking. It was synchronized. 1-2, pause. 1-2. After a week, I noticed it only happened when I turned off the lights. I did an experiment. Lights on, silence, lights off, knocks returned. I thought it was some weird electrical or plumbing interference. Until one night, I stayed perfectly still in the dark, pretending to sleep. I heard the knocking, then floorboards creaking, then breathing, soft, ragged, right by my bed. I lunged for the light switch, and everything stopped. Called the cops. They searched the attic. Found nothing. Landlady swore I was just paranoid. I decided to leave. While packing, I opened a built-in wardrobe I hadn't used. The back panel looked newer than the rest. I pulled it loose. Behind it, a narrow crawl space, and a sleeping bag, food wrappers, a pocket knife. Someone had been living in there. Police came again. This time, they found evidence that someone had broken in months before and had been squatting in the walls, at night, right next to me. I never blamed the pipes again. Story 8. I'm a musician and often work late in my basement studio.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A couple years ago, I was editing around 2 a.m. when I heard a soft dripping from the ceiling. I assumed a leaky pipe. But as I paused the audio, I realized it wasn't water. It was tapping, like fingernails. The rhythm changed. It sounded like Morse code. I recorded it and sent it to a buddy who served in the Navy. He texted back, "Get out!" I froze. Then the tapping sped up, more frantic, more chaotic. I heard footsteps upstairs. I live alone. I crept up and saw the front door slightly ajar. Someone had pried it open. I locked myself in the bathroom and called the cops. They found footprints outside and fresh scratches around the door. Whoever was there had left just before they arrived. The scariest part? A detective later played back my audio recording. He translated the Morse tapping. It said, "He's here!" To this day, I don't know who was warning me or who they were warning me about. Story 9. My boyfriend and I rented a lakeside cabin for a winter writing retreat. It was old and isolated, perfect for peace and quiet. Every night around 2 a.m., we'd hear these loud bangs in the walls and floors. He said it was frozen pipes shifting from the cold. I tried to believe him. But one night we heard the bangs followed by laughter, a child's giggle. I looked outside. No cars, no lights, just snow. I started marking the time. The sounds always came between 2:14 and 2:21. Never earlier, never later. Curious and terrified, I installed a motion cam in the hallway. The next morning, we reviewed the footage. At 2:17 a.m., the hallway light flickered. Then a shadow moved across the wall, short, fast, like a crawling figure. No source. Nothing visible in the room. Just the moving shadow. And the laughter. We cut the trip short, told the cabin manager everything. He didn't even look surprised. Turns out a boy drowned in the lake behind the house over a decade ago. Locals say he still visits guests, especially when it gets cold, especially when the pipes groan. Story 10. I live in a high-rise 17th floor. One night I woke up around 3 a.m. to this awful metallic grinding sound coming from the vent above my bed, like something was dragging nails through a tin can. I told the super. His response, "Just the HVAC acting up, happens when the temp drops." But the sound felt intentional, like it followed my movements. A few nights later, I woke up to my bedroom lights flickering. The vent was hissing loudly. I stood on a chair and shined a flashlight inside. Something shimmered, then moved. I screamed and dropped the light. Turns out someone had installed a crawl tunnel system behind the units when the building was under construction, intended for maintenance access. But it had been sealed off for years. The super and I checked with building security. There were motion alerts in the walls going back months. They found a man living inside the ductwork, some paranoid tenant who disappeared over a year ago and left town. Nope, he never left. He watched people through vents, listened through the pipes, moved around when it got quiet. They found a cot, journals, and binoculars in one of the sealed panels. He's in custody now. But sometimes I still hear that grinding, and I can't help but check the vent, just in case. Story 11. In my first apartment, I was the only tenant on the top floor. The building was old, built in the 1940s, and creaked like it was alive. Every night around 2:30 a.m., I'd hear banging in the ceiling above my bedroom. I called maintenance, and they said, "Just the pipes expanding. That floor's empty. No worries, except the banging turned into dragging, like someone was pulling furniture back and forth. I got fed up and went up the fire escape to peek through the window of the supposedly vacant unit. The lights were off, but there were candles lit inside, arranged in a circle. Next night, I heard a deep humming sound, not from pipes, like a person chanting. I called the landlord again. This time, he was weirdly defensive. "We had the place sealed off. There's no one up there. You're imagining things." So I called a friend from campus who worked nights. He came over and we sat in silence. Sure enough, 2:30 hits, and we hear furniture moving, low humming, and footsteps pacing. We called the police. They broke down the apartment door. What they found chilled me. Dozens of animal bones, melted wax, scribbled symbols, and a mattress stained with something dark. No one was there. But the smell? Like something had recently left. The cops never found the squatter. Just scratch marks under the windows and a heavy iron pipe wedged into the ceiling vent where the banging had come from. I moved out a week later. Story 12. I'm a nurse and keep weird hours. I was living in a duplex, and the other half had been empty for months. One night around 1:45 a.m., I heard a burst of banging and rattling in the shared wall. Sounded like a pipe burst or maybe rats. I called the landlord, and of course he said, "Old place, pipes rattle when the heater kicks in." Except it kept happening. Always the same time, always three bangs followed by scratching, like fingernails. I knocked back once out of frustration. Silence. Then, three slow knocks responded. I froze. Next night I sat by the wall with a glass against it. I heard whimpering. Then something whispered, "Please let me out." I called the police. They came and pried open a boarded-up crawl space in the empty unit next door. It was supposed to be a sealed closet, but there was a compartment hidden behind it. Inside was a girl, alive, barely. She'd been missing for over 2 months. The previous tenant, a handyman who'd done odd jobs for the landlord, had locked her inside, feeding her scraps through a vent before disappearing. She'd survived by drinking condensation and banging on the pipes to get attention. The plumbing noises I'd been hearing? That was her. Story 13. In 2021, I moved into a brand new high-rise condo. Everything was sleek, perfect. But after a week, I started hearing weird moaning sounds through the vent system every night at 3 a.m. At first, I thought it was a neighbor playing adult content. But it wasn't rhythmic. It was anguished, like someone crying in pain. I reported it. The building manager said, "It's probably just the pipes vibrating. New builds have air pressure issues." I tried to ignore it, until one night the moaning was followed by screaming, and then a thud. That wasn't pressure. That was a body hitting something. Security came to check, brushed it off. But I got paranoid and pulled blueprints of the building online. I found that between my unit and the one next door was a vertical maintenance shaft. Sealed off now, but used during construction. I unscrewed the return vent in my closet and shined a flashlight. The beam caught something.
A mirror.
And behind it, a set of eyes. I screamed and ran. Turns out a squatter had been living in the service shaft, using old builder access. He'd drilled peepholes into several vents. When caught, he confessed to recording tenants for research. The screams were real. He'd tried breaking into a unit two floors down. The moans were from a woman he injured, but who never reported it. He was arrested, but I still can't sleep without white noise.
Story 14.
I work security at a shipping warehouse night shift, alone from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. The place was a mess of old plumbing, so the banging, dripping, and hissing were chalked up to just the pipes. I believe that. Until I started seeing wet footprints in the hallway by the locker showers. No one used them, not for months. One night I followed the prints. They led to a shower stall where water dripped steadily, even though the main valve was shut off. When I opened the curtain, there was a pile of soaked clothes, military issue. The next night, the fire alarm went off at 2:12 a.m. I checked every sensor. No smoke. No fire. But in the camera feed, I saw the water rushing down from a pipe above the showers. I reviewed the footage from the previous week. Every night, at 2:12, something moved in the shadows. Always wet. Always alone. One frame showed a handprint smeared on the mirror, too high for any employee. Another showed a figure hunched in the locker corner. I asked the building manager. He said the warehouse used to be a repurposed Army supply depot. Years ago, a vet who had PTSD drowned himself in the shower stalls during a breakdown. Maintenance sealed the line afterward, but somehow, the water still flows. Story 15. Back in 2015, I moved to a small town and lived in a rented RV behind someone's property. I'm a musician and stay up late writing. Every night around 3:10, I'd hear thudding under the floor and a weird gurgling from the toilet. The landlord waved it off. Tank settles funny at night, just the pipes. But one night I smelled something awful, like rot mixed with gasoline. I checked the septic. Everything was fine. At 3:11 a.m., I heard what sounded like a voice, gurgling, from the drain. I recorded it, played it back. There was a distinct whisper, "Come down here." I flipped and called a plumber. He ran a scope down the pipe. What we saw chilled us both. Bones. Human bones. Turns out the previous tenant had been reported missing. They thought she'd run off. But the septic system had a cracked underground chamber that no one knew about. An old dry cistern from before the RV hookup. The police excavated it. She was there. Her journal, too. Pages of her talking about a man tapping from under the trailer, telling her to open the drain. Whatever got her, it used the pipes to lure again. I sold my instruments and moved. Never stayed up past 2 again. Story 16. In my early 20s, I rented a room in a massive decaying boarding house that had been converted into apartments. The place was a maze of patched walls, crooked floors, and oddly placed vents. I'm a late-night writer, so I was usually the only one awake between 2 and 4 a.m. For weeks, I heard what I thought was music coming through the pipes. Soft, eerie humming, like a lullaby. I asked the landlord, and he laughed. Old plumbing whistles sometimes when the heat kicks on. Nothing to worry about. But the tune didn't change. Same notes, same rhythm. And it always started at exactly 3:11 a.m. Eventually, I realized the humming was coming from the radiator in my room. It was too precise to be random. I set up a phone to record it. One night, I caught something that made me physically ill. Behind the humming, someone whispered, "Don't turn around." I spun mid-recording. No one was there. Terrified, I checked the basement boiler room during daylight. Tucked in the corner was a small grate that connected to the ancient radiator lines. Inside it, a collection of dolls, old cassette tapes, and a child's shoe. Like someone had been living down there or left something behind. The heating company came to inspect and said a section of the pipes had been rerouted decades ago, into nowhere, just sealed off, dead space. I moved out that week. I still hear that lullaby in my dreams sometimes. Story 17. In 2020, I worked remotely from a sublet in New Orleans. Gorgeous old shotgun house. But I quickly learned that creaks and clangs were a nightly thing. The landlady texted me back the first time I complained, "It's just the pipes. Old homes moan in their sleep." I laughed it off until I noticed the moaning came from the same wall every night, between the kitchen and bathroom. One night, I stayed up editing a video. Around 3 a.m., I heard a deep groan, then knocking, rhythmic, intentional. I walked into the hallway and pressed my ear to the wall. A low voice whispered, "Turn off the lights." I froze, killed every bulb. Silence. Then came scratching, like nails on wood. I snapped on my flashlight and the noise stopped. I brought it up with a neighbor the next day. She got pale. Told me a tenant went missing 2 years ago in that very sublet. Last seen entering the home, never came back out. I hired a contractor to scan the wall with a thermal sensor. He found a void between the beams, just large enough to fit a person. When police finally opened the wall, they found a sealed compartment and skeletal remains, curled up as if the person had been waiting to be let out. Story 18. I moved into a remodeled duplex in Portland. Nice area, quiet neighbors. My shift ended late, so I'd get home around 1 a.m. and wind down with music. That's when I noticed the sound. It was like a squeal in the water pipes, faint but sharp. Not every night, only on the first Monday of the month. Weird, right? I brought it up to the management company. Drainage pressure could be a valve. Don't worry. But the sound stopped the second I entered the bathroom. So one night I left my phone recording in the sink. At 1:12 a.m., The mic caught something chilling. After the squeal, there was a whisper. It's time again. The next morning, I checked the history of the building out of curiosity. In 1987, a girl had been found dead in the crawl space, sacrificed in some bizarre cult ritual. Her murder anniversary? The first Monday of every month. I called a plumber, told him I thought something was in the pipes. He ran a scope through the lines. His face drained when we reviewed the footage. Right before the camera cut out, there was something staring back, a bloated face, smiling. He refused to go near that line again. Neither did I. Story 19. I'm a freelance editor, and a few years ago, I stayed in a cottage up north for a winter retreat. Snowy woods, total isolation. At night, though, the pipes banged like crazy, especially under the floorboards near the fireplace. The host assured me via email, "It's just the pipes freezing and expanding." Then came the dragging sound. It wasn't subtle, like something crawling under the floor, and always at 2:47 a.m. I laid on the floor one night, ear pressed down, heard breathing, wet, labored, and very close. I backed away and didn't sleep at all. On the fifth night, I woke to the fire crackling, and it was already lit. I never touched it. There were muddy footprints on the hearth, leading toward the kitchen, then disappearing completely. I left at dawn, called the host. He apologized and admitted, years ago, a squatter had been living in the crawl space during winter months. He was found dead under the floor, right beneath the fireplace. He still gets complaints every winter about pipe noises. Story 20. During lockdown, I took a job caretaking an old school building that was temporarily shut. I lived in one of the converted offices. Place had radiators from the 60s that clanked all the time, so I thought nothing of it. Until the clanking started sounding like footsteps. They traveled, first in the hallway, then closer, then inside the vents. At 2 a.m. one night, I heard a loud bang and what sounded like a child's giggle from the radiator near my bed. I checked the camera I had set up facing the room for security. At exactly 2:03 a.m., the radiator valve turned itself, and standing next to it, just visible for a second, was a small figure. Short, blurry, unmoving. I reviewed footage from previous nights. The same moment, same presence. Always near the radiator, always watching me sleep. When I finally confronted the owner, he admitted that the school had lost a student in the 80s, a boy who vanished during winter recess. He was last seen near the boiler room. His jacket was found stuffed in one of the heating ducts. They never found him. But the pipes still carry his laugh. Story 21. Back in 2016, I worked night shifts and rented a small unit in a rundown triplex. Every night between 2 and 2:15 a.m., I'd hear this strange metallic rattling in the walls. I texted the landlord, and he told me it was probably just the old radiator pipe settling. I didn't push back until I noticed the pattern. The noise always came in threes. Rattle, pause, rattle, pause, rattle, like a message. One night I counted the seconds between them, exactly 7 seconds each time. I set up a sound recorder. What I heard on playback made my stomach turn. Right after the third rattle, there was a voice whispering, "I know you're awake." Thinking someone might be pranking me, I stayed up with the lights off and phone camera rolling. Right on time, I heard the rattling, but this time it was closer, like it was coming from inside the apartment. Then I saw movement under the bathroom sink. A panel had been pulled loose. When I opened it, I found a tunnel carved behind the walls, running along the plumbing lines, and in that space, a pile of cigarette butts, food wrappers, and photos of me, sleeping. The police found signs someone had been living inside the wall, watching me through tiny cracks, moving along the pipe channels. The guy was caught 2 days later, trying to sneak back in. Story 22. In college, I stayed in a dorm that had been converted from an old hospital. They warned us about weird noises. "Just old plumbing and duct work," the RA said. But one night around 1 a.m., I heard a soft tink, tink, tink coming from my radiator. Not loud, but constant. It continued every night, like Morse code. I finally recorded it and sent it to a friend who's a radio tech. His message back? "That's code for don't forget me." I laughed it off until I woke up with bruises on my wrist one morning. Finger-shaped bruises. I thought I'd hit something in my sleep, but it kept happening. New ones. always in the same place. One night I stayed up and left the camera rolling while pretending to sleep. At 1:16 a.m., the radiator hissed. Then the camera caught movement, a faint impression of a figure near my bed, not visible to the eye, just distortion, like heat waves. It leaned over me, reached for my arm. I showed the footage to campus security. They made me delete it, told me it was just a lighting glitch. But I moved out the next day, and I never forgot it. Story 23. I used to live in an old Victorian townhouse converted into three apartments. Mine was the attic unit. Every night between 3 and 4 a.m., I heard what sounded like someone walking in the attic above me, which made no sense. I was on the top floor. Landlord said it was just the pipes vibrating through the rafters. But the steps didn't sound like pipes. They paced, back and forth, slow, deliberate. I started sleeping with headphones in. One night I forgot to charge them. The pacing returned. And then I heard something new, a dragging sound, followed by a low moan. Not human, not animal, like something trying to sound human. I banged on the ceiling with a broom. Silence. Then three knocks came back, from inside the ceiling. Terrified, I climbed up through the attic hatch the next day. At first, nothing, just dust and insulation. But I noticed a loose panel behind the water tank. Behind it was a crawl space. Inside was a mattress, ropes, and a rusted pipe that had been bent into a hook, and a box of old Polaroids, blurry, taken through holes in the wall, all of different tenants sleeping, including me. Police found evidence that the original owner's son had been squatting in that attic for years, watching the renters. They never found him. Story 24. My grandparents had a cabin in the Minnesota woods, and I used to stay there during the off-season to work on my writing. No neighbors for miles, no signal, no heat beyond a wood stove. Every night, I'd hear faint tapping through the bathroom walls. Always at 3:07 a.m., I assumed it was mice or ice cracking the pipes. But then one night, I heard a voice through the vents. "Why won't you open the door?" The bathroom didn't have a door leading outside. I chalked it up to being sleep deprived. Then, after a storm knocked out power, I lit candles to wash up. That's when I saw something in the fogged mirror. A man, standing behind me. When I turned, nothing. But the mirror now had words drawn into the condensation, "Let me in." I drove home that night in a blizzard. Turns out, years before, a man had frozen to death outside the cabin. He'd tried to break in, banging on the bathroom wall before succumbing to the cold. Locals say he still knocks, still whispers, still waits. Story 25. My dad was a janitor at a private elementary school and sometimes brought me along during night shifts. One winter evening, I stayed late while he cleaned. Around midnight, I heard a loud metallic clang from the basement. He said, "Don't worry, it's just the pipes. Always loud when it's cold." But then the sound repeated. Not like pipes bursting, more like metal being struck rhythmically. Curious, I snuck downstairs. The lights were dim, and the pipes crisscrossed the ceiling like rusted bones. The banging continued, but now it was below me. I knelt near a floor grate and peered through. Something moved, a shape. Then it looked up at me. I screamed and ran. My dad checked the whole basement but found nothing. The next day, police were at the school. They found signs that someone had been living in the sub-basement under the furnace room, a place not even on blueprints, a makeshift bed, old photos of kids, toys, and a hammer used to tap the pipes. Whoever it was had escaped through a maintenance hatch. They never caught him. But sometimes I swear I still hear the pipes tapping back when I walk past that school at night. Story 26. Back when I lived in a small studio above a laundromat, I had a weird routine. Fall asleep at sunrise, wake up late afternoon. I usually heard clanking and thuds from below, which I assumed was the machines resetting or pipes draining. It was louder after midnight, but the landlord just said, "The boiler's old. It knocks. Don't let it scare you." One night around 2 a.m., I went downstairs for snacks. The laundromat was closed, lights off, but I heard the washer running. I peeked through the glass. One of the machines spun slowly. There was something red sloshing around inside. I stepped closer. It wasn't clothes. It was hair, long, wet strands clinging to the door. I backed up, heart racing. The machine shut off mid-cycle, complete silence. I told the landlord the next day. He looked dead serious and said, "That machine shouldn't be working. It's been unplugged for years." Then he muttered, "She always hated being left in the cold." Apparently, a woman had died down there a decade ago. Locked herself in after closing, and the boiler burst a pipe. She slipped, hit her head. The heat failed. They didn't find her for 2 days. Every tenant after me reported hearing pipes gurgle at 2 a.m., and that same washer still runs, though no power's connected. Story 27. I was house-sitting for my cousin while he went on vacation. His place was a ranch-style house near a forest preserve, old but cozy. I work remotely and I'm a night owl, so I stayed up until 3 or 4 editing photos. One night I kept hearing clinks and rattles under the kitchen sink. The pipes, I figured. But the noise got louder every night. Clink, scratch, rattle. I called him and he said, "Oh yeah, that house always does that when it gets cold. Just the pipes shifting. Ignore it." But I couldn't ignore the fact that the cabinet door would be slightly ajar each morning. So I set up a baby monitor camera inside the cabinet. What I saw chilled me to the core. At 2:41 a.m., a hand, small, pale, and filthy, reached up from the drain and slowly pushed the door open. Then it withdrew. I called the police immediately. They found a crawl space under the house, connected to old plumbing tunnels. At the end of one, a bunker, homemade, mattresses, trash, drawings. The man inside had been squatting under the house for almost a year. He came up through the sink at night, watching, listening. Story 28. When I was 13, my family moved into a 19th century row house in Baltimore. My room was in the basement, and every night around 1 a.m., I'd hear a hissing sound that turned into crying, like someone weeping through a long pipe. I told my dad. He gave the usual answer. "Old house, old pipes. Don't be dramatic." So I started sleeping with earbuds in. But one night, the crying was so loud it vibrated the floor. I pulled the earbuds out, and then I heard my name. Whispered, twice. I bolted upstairs. My mom finally listened and called a plumber. He checked the system and discovered a sealed brick chamber behind the wall. When they broke through, they found a collapsed drain pipe and a mummified corpse wedged inside. Turns out, a young girl had gone missing in the 1920s. Journalists dug up records about a housemaid suspected of giving birth in secret and disposing of the child in the basement well shaft, which was later built over. That whisper I heard? Her name was Eliza. That's my name, too. Story 29. During my final year in med school, I rented a room above a small-town funeral home. The rent was dirt cheap, and the owner lived out back. The embalming room was right below mine. He warned me, "You'll hear water noises all night, just the pipes draining." Fine. But I kept hearing a wet slapping noise, followed by metal clanging, and sometimes faint music, like an old phonograph. One night I went downstairs thinking he left equipment running. Everything was off, but there was water pooled on the floor, thick, red-tinted. I stepped back in horror. The next day, I asked if someone had been embalming bodies. He looked at me strangely and said, "That table hasn't been used in 2 weeks." So I looked up old obituaries. I discovered the place used to be owned by a mortician known for playing music during his procedures. He died in 1972 after slipping on his own embalming fluid and cracking his skull. To this day, you can still hear the phonograph crackle and the metal sink clang exactly at 3:06 a.m. The new owner doesn't even bother denying it anymore. Story 30. Back in 2009, I was crashing at a friend's place after a breakup. Her house was one of those 80s split levels with ugly beige pipes running along the basement ceiling. I slept on the couch, and every night at 2:34 a.m., I heard knocking from the main pipe. It wasn't random. Always two knocks. Pause, two knocks. I joked about ghosts. She just shrugged and said, "Probably the pipe's messing with you." Then one night, I got curious and knocked back. Two knocks, then silence. A full minute passed, then four loud knocks responded, closer. The next night I didn't knock, but I left my phone recording. At 2:34, the camera caught something horrifying. A panel in the laundry room opening on its own. Something crawled out, human-shaped, dripping, crawling toward the couch. The footage ended with the screen going black. When I showed her, she broke down crying. Turns out her older brother died in the house years ago after falling into a sewage line while playing. They sealed the crawl space. She thought it was over. It wasn't. Story 31. A few years back, I rented a tiny cabin in Colorado during the off-season to finish writing my thesis. It had no Wi-Fi, no cell signal, just wood heat and running water. Every night around 1:30 a.m., I heard a rattling in the kitchen pipes. Sometimes a hollow thud. I emailed the owner through satellite internet, and she replied, "It's an old water heater, might knock when it's cold. Just the pipes." But the noises started following a pattern, like someone walking barefoot back and forth across the floorboards, always ending with a dull knock at the kitchen sink. I chalked it up to wind until I found wet footprints, small, child-sized, leading from the sink to the front door. I tried recording it, but the audio would corrupt. One night I stayed up with just a flashlight and my journal. At 1:29 a.m., everything went dead quiet. Then, out of the dark, a soft drip, drip, drip from the faucet. I turned to see it slowly moving. Not water, something black, thick like oil curling out of the spout, and behind it, a reflection in the sink. A boy, pale, eyes wide, mouth sewn shut. I screamed, ran, and didn't go back for my stuff. The owner later admitted her son had drowned in the cabin's well before it was converted. He was never found. Only the drain pipe was rerouted. Story 32. When I worked night shifts at a 24-hour pet clinic, I rented the upstairs of a really old duplex near the train station. The first night I moved in, I heard banging in the bathroom walls. I texted the landlord and he said, "Yeah, it's the pipes. They run through the old freight tunnel under the neighborhood. Harmless noise." Except it wasn't harmless. The banging got louder, sharper, almost angry. Then came the voices, muffled at first, like arguing behind a closed door, male and female, screaming, every night at exactly 2:12 a.m. I tried blasting music, still heard it. Then one night I heard my name, clear as day, from the bathtub drain. I filled the tub and left the recorder on. When I played it back, there was a blood-curdling shriek, then a thud. Then a female voice whispered, "You saw nothing." I broke my lease immediately. Weeks later, I looked up the address. In 1965, a woman was murdered in the freight tunnel underneath the block. The killer dragged her body into the water lines and left her there. Parts of her were never recovered. Guess where the plumbing got rerouted? Story 33. During my early years working as a 911 dispatcher, I lived in a second-floor apartment above a boarded-up dental clinic. It was a decent place, except the pipes moaned every night like someone crying. It was unsettling, but the landlord said the old building's heat system was to blame. "Just the pipes," he shrugged. But one night around 2:30, I heard a drill whirring, like a dental tool. Then something metallic clattered in the vent. I went downstairs and stood near the clinic's locked entrance. The drill buzzed again, louder. Then, I swear, I heard a man laughing softly, followed by a woman begging, "Please stop." I called the police. They came, checked the basement, shrugged it off. Place is sealed. I requested the building's history. Turns out the clinic was shut down in 1989 after the dentist was arrested for torturing patients in the soundproof exam rooms. Rumor was, one victim died during a procedure, and he sealed her inside the ventilation system to avoid a scandal. The body was never found. But every tenant since reports the same two sounds, a drill and a scream. Story 34. I was staying at a remote bed and breakfast in Scotland. Stone cottage, picturesque hills, totally quiet. At night, I'd write near the fireplace. On the third night, around 3 a.m., I started hearing a bubbling sound in the walls, followed by whispering. I figured it was heating oil or something, but when I asked the owner, she stiffened. "It's the pipes," she said. "Don't ask again." That night, I stayed quiet in bed. The bubbling grew louder, then stopped altogether. Then came scratching inside the wall, then a whisper, "I'm still here." I jumped up, ran into the hallway, and noticed something odd. The wall panel near the guest room was slightly ajar. I pulled it open. Inside was a cavity with scratch marks covering the interior, and deep gouges in the wood, as if someone had been digging from the inside. There was also a rusted silver locket. When I brought it to the owner, she slammed the door in my face. I left that morning. A week later, I Googled the place and found a news article. In 1978, a young maid had vanished during a snowstorm. They assumed she ran away. Her body was never recovered. The only thing found? Her silver locket, under the floorboards. Story 35. In 2022, I bought a fixer-upper house in the suburbs, cheap because it needed work. It had a basement I planned to turn into an office. But at night, the pipes screamed. Literally. A shrieking sound that echoed up from the walls. I called a plumber. He checked everything and said, "Honestly? Your pipes are clean. That's not water pressure. You might be hearing something else." It got worse. At 2:17 every morning, the sound would start with a gurgle, then become a scream, like a woman wailing underwater. I set up a camera in the basement. One night, the sound happened again, and the temperature dropped 15 degrees instantly. On camera, a figure appeared in the frame. White gown, hair floating as if submerged, she pointed at the floor. I brought a contractor. We ripped up the concrete. Underneath...
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
A sealed well lined with rusted pipe fittings. They pulled up bones, human, and an old engagement ring. The previous owner had murdered his fiancée in 1971 and dumped her in the old well. Then he poured concrete and moved away. The pipes? They were her voice, and she was still screaming.